You're overwhelming proof, Jay, that it's not about the circumstances you come from. It's about your soul. And Jay Rockefeller, you got soul.
Vice President Joe Biden traveled to Charleston to honor Senator Rockefeller at the annual Jefferson Jackson fundraising dinner. Focused more on the longtime politician's accomplishments than politics, Biden spoke of the years of service Rockefeller has given to the state, likening him to the ranks of former Senators Robert C. Byrd and Jennings Randolph, both men the vice president knew personally during his 7 terms in the U.S. Senate.
As different as their backgrounds and personalities, these 3 great men had a common thread that runs through all of them, and I've got to witness it up close and personal. They're all extremely bright, patriotic men who have an incredible sense of decency and a concern, most of all, for the struggles of ordinary people. That was a driving force of their devotion to their job.
Throughout the evening, the vice president, Senator Joe Manchin, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin, and other state Democratic leaders recounted the battles Rockefeller took on for the people of West Virginia. An outsider from one of the richest families in the nation, Rockefeller moved to the state in the early 1960s as a Vista volunteer, spending time in the small southern West Virginia town of Emmons, located in Boone County.
I learned that public service is what I want to do. Because if you love people who are constantly trying to push a rock uphill with life sort of stacked against them, but they don't quaver, they just go ahead. In effect, I was reborn in a secular sense in Emmons because of the people. They told me without telling me what I needed to do and who I was, and that I was okay.
Biden says from his years of friendship with the senator, he could tell Rockefeller took that time to heart, eventually using that experience to motivate him as he served in the state House of Delegates and during his 8 years as governor.
I'd already been in the Senate a long time when Governor Rockefeller ran for the United States Senate. But I can remember when he ran for governor, because I remember what they said about him. This is this psychon of a wealthy family. He's just forum shopping. He's just down here. He's just trying to find a safe Democratic seat. And this is all he's doing. He doesn't give a darn. He's an opportunist. Remember the phrase, he has nothing in common with us. He has nothing in common with us. They didn't know you, Jay. You came to give, but you found out the people of West Virginia, they stole. They stole your heart.
Rockefeller was praised for his work on the Children's Health Insurance Program, known commonly as CHIP, the 1992 Coal Act, which established a health benefits fund for coal miners, and his work as chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee during the war in Iraq.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm sure none of you know any of this, because Jay can't come home and talk about this stuff. I can only talk about it in generic terms with you. But I promise you, you and America are a much safer nation because of Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia.
But the evening was still about politics. After all, the fundraising dinner is one of the largest events for the party of the year. Attendees paid $75 a plate, and with more than 1,500 in the room, State Democratic Party Chair Larry Puccio called it one of the most successful dinners in the party's history. Even Rockefeller took the time during his question and answer session with his daughter and wife to endorse Natalie Tennant, the Democratic candidate running to fill his seat. Rockefeller, who will retire in early 2015 after 30 years in the U.S. Senate, says he has been lucky to serve West Virginia and the entire country on a broad scale, fighting for jobs, health care, working people, seniors, and veterans. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.